Good morning, Audio Boom. It is Joe De Niro checking in with you guys bright and early on Thursday, the 11th of February. And I'm doing February day, oh gosh, what is it? Day 7. I'm making up day 7. I'll do day 7 and day 6. I'm doing day 6. Yes, day 6. I'm so confused. I like having the weekends off, but it's been a crazy week here, so we are behind schedule on our February's. So I believe the topic for day 6 is senioritis. And this is going to be a brief one because when I was in high school, even grade school, it was such a, to be quite honest, I was an erratic student. I didn't graduate high school with the most fantastic GPA. I also went on to college and went to college for a year and sort of floundered there as well and wound up dropping out after a year. I did go back to school 10 years ago. And excelled at the time. I wound up stepping away because of my youngest daughter was born at the time, and going to school full time and being a stay at home parent is that's not necessarily a recipe for great things, particularly if you're a blind student. So I made a decision to step back from that, but I was doing exceptionally well at the time. I think I had like a 3.8 or 3.7 something GPA. But when I was in high school, it was always hit and miss. And funny enough, it was always like, I remember I'd get like some of these teachers that were the notorious teachers for being like total hard asses and tough, and I had always thrived in those classes. And I think part of my problem is not being challenged. If I'm not challenged, I get bored rather quickly and kind of go through the motions. But as far as senioritis goes, I know when I was a senior in high school, I just wanted to get out of high school. But even when I went back to college, and I'll talk about it from the perspective of college the second go-round, because I was a much different student, much more focused, determined, had a goal. You know, it's amazing, you know, to step away and go back to school later in life, because you're really going there because you want to pursue some sort of goal. And you know, we all have, I think, moments where it's like, I don't know if it's burnout or just the, you know, the workload at times. I remember I was taking, one of the things they recommended that I do not do is not take a full workload, not go up to 18 credits. Just because, again, as a blind student, it's demanding. And I remember one semester, and I took 18 credits a couple semesters, and I did really well. But the first time I did it, I actually had to, I had one of my computer science classes on one campus, and I had one of my computer science classes on another campus. I had my Java 1 class on my home campus, and then I had to go to to another campus, which was like 10 miles away, and that was where my I don't think it was my architecture class. Might have been, I can't remember, but I had to go there for a different computer science class, and it was demanding. You know, you're up early in the morning. You have a class first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock. You have a computer science class right after that, 9:30 to 11 something. You gotta grab paratransit. Go all the strains of paratransit, and then, schlepping to your other class, and then taking that class for almost 2 hours, and then commuting home on the bus, which always took me about an hour, I think. And, I would be up at, I'm going to say 6:30, or no, I was out the door at 6:30 in the morning. So I was up at, 5:30 in the morning, out the door at 6:30, and I wouldn't walk in the door until 5 o'clock. It's like a job. Except for me, then I still had to do, projects for both, those classes, plus homework for any of the other classes, my math and whatever else I was taking. Funny enough, I was taking a guitar class, so I was practicing as well. So, all that was time consuming. And, and I was still a parent. I had my two older children still at the time, and they were, when I first started, they were 7 and 5 respectively. And, it was demanding. So while I didn't have senioritis, there were times where it's like, oh, this is overwhelming. I wouldn't say burnout, but just, intense. But I never really experienced senioritis per se. So anyway, that's really brief. I'm going to try to play catch up ball today. I'll do food later on today because that probably will turn into some lengthy thing. And I got kids to get out of school. So, hey, everybody, hope everyone's having a fantastic day. And we will talk at you real soon. Ciao.